Trakai Old Town. The Old Town of Trakai is an architectural mosaic that reflects the history and culture of different nations. Historically, Trakai Town is famous as a place where many national and religious communities get along harmoniously. This is reflected in the different and unique architectural traditions that collide here. Visitors to Trakai are invited to familiarise themselves with how peacefully Karaite, Tatar, Orthodox and Catholic traditions coexist. Karaites have the smallest number of peoples of Turkic descent living in Lithuania. Nearly 300 families of Karaites who call Vytautas the Great, Vatat Bij, which means king, destroyer of enemies, were relocated to Trakai after the Crimea battle in the 14th century. The first Karaites served as the Duke's bodyguards. They took up residence close to the castle on the northern side of the peninsula, and which is now called the Karait side, or the small town. A Knesa in the Karait side is the oldest in Lithuania, and one of the three oldest Karait temples in the world still in use. You can also see here several archaic window facades, each with three windows on the street side. According to legend, the Karaites used to build their houses dedicating one window to God, a second to Vytautas, the ruler, and the third one for the owner himself. In reality, it was all about money. Windows could only be installed after a tribute was paid to the Duke. Therefore, less wealthy residents had one or two windows on the street side. Karaimu Street claims to be the only place in the European Union that has an exposition dedicated to the Karait culture. Seraya Şapsal Museum of the Karait Nation. Another building worthy of attention is the old Russian Empire postal building nearby. The widest peninsula section was historically inhabited by Catholics and is also rich in architectural variety, different building sizes, shapes of the roofs, and so on. One of the main accents of this part of the old town is an example of traditional Orthodox architecture, the Orthodox Church of the Nativity of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. The western side of Trakai Peninsula, called Dudkalnis, was traditionally inhabited by Tatars. Several centuries back, there are a wooden mosque and several living houses. Brave Tatar soldiers of Crimean Golden Horde descent served in the army of Duke Vytautas and guarded the southern entrance to the town. Trakai Knesa. The Karait House of Prayer is located in the northwestern part of Trakai Old Town. Karait architectural and interior design features can be seen in this unique one-story wooden structure. It consists of two spaces, the main part for men and a balcony for women, supported by four columns. As in other temples of Eastern religions, women and men pray separately in the Knesa, and everyone is required to wear a head covering. The Knesa has an impressive blue dome-shaped ceiling, made with eight arches. Geometrical and plant components beautify the interior of the house of prayer. Interestingly, the altar is in the southern part, and all burial ceremonies are held with the deceased person's head pointing southward. The wooden Trakai Knesa was built back in the latter part of the 14th century and endured numerous wars and fires. Today, you can see another Karait temple in Vilnius, in the part of the city called Schwerinas. Also, a commemorative stone marks the place of a Knesa that once stood in Panevėžys. The Karaites. Lithuania's religious community of Karaites is one of nine state-recognised traditional religious communities. The Karait faith was formed in 8th century Mesopotamia, currently Iraq. The name derives from the word kara, which means to read, to study holy scriptures. The foundation of the Karait faith is based on the Old Testament only, without later additions and commentaries. The main principles of explaining and studying Holy Scripture are based on individual and independent interpretation, without the guidance of any higher authority. When the first Karaites arrived in Lithuania 600 years ago, they were considered an elite group of Vytautas's army. Everyone who wanted to enter Trakai Castle had to pass through Karaimu Street, and afterwards the bridge, thus protecting Vytautas from enemies and other ill-wishers. Today, about 60 Karait people reside in Trakai, and only a few of them speak their native tongue, which belongs to the Turkic group of languages. Saraya Shapsal Karayat Nation Museum. Visitors to the museum, which opened in 1967, can learn about this exclusive nation's history, unique language and religion. It's the only place representing the Karayat culture in Lithuania. The museum's exposition consists of more than 300 items. There are a variety of expositions, including an Egyptian Karayat marital agreement and a collection of Eastern weapons. Pictures, handicrafts, clothing and accessories allow visitors to dig deeper into the history, everyday life and customs of the Karayat nation. Haji Saraya Khan Shapsal, the famous 19th to 20th century scientist, collector, widely recognised Karayat society activist, who researched the cultures of Eastern nations, and especially the Karayat culture. In the Karayat Congress held in 1927, he was elected Karayat community leader and was given the name Hachan, the highest title for Karayat clergymen. In 2011, the 50th anniversary of the death of Sarayeva Shapsal, the museum was named after him. The old post office building. At the intersection of Karaimu and Kestutio Street, near the former Turgu Square, stands the deep blue-coloured building of the old post office. It was built in the first half of the 19th century by Dominicans who resided in the nearby Peninsula Castle. The symmetrical one-story log house with vertical boards nailed around was common to this period. Nearly 50 years later, the Dominican monastery was closed, and the building they owned was converted into Trakai County police offices. Soon afterwards, the Russian Empire post office began functioning in its place. Lastly, for nearly 100 years, up until 1960, it served as the Vilnius County post office and telegraph, was used to safeguard the archives, and to accommodate postal workers who lived in five of its rooms. Currently, the building belongs to Trakai Historical National Park Management. Interested visitors are welcome to enjoy the old building from the outside. The Orthodox Church of the Nativity of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Following the 1831 uprising, the number of Orthodox residents increased, and the need for a new church became apparent. It was decided to build one in 1861. The construction was funded by residents themselves and Russian Empress Maria Alexandrovna, who donated 6,000 Tsarist rubles. The construction was successfully finished by an engineer named Polozov, who was awarded a golden ring with gemstones by the Empress. Blessed in 1836, the Orthodox Church of the Nativity of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary was a traditional building in terms of form and structure.